Welcome back. This is You Better Sing, Scarcasm Live's show about the sing-off. And yeah, this is the second half of the show where they were doing Guilty Pleasure songs. The Guilty Pleasure, I guess you call it, round of these shows is always really interesting because of the song choices. I thought there were better performances and there were worse performances when you compare it with the original, with the first half of this show. And, I think, you know, there was winners and losers. But I think that the loser earned it. All right, let's see. We start off with the Bubs, doing Come Sail Away. I think they applied the right amount of goofy for this. I mean, because we've seen them do silly before. And it was just kind of, they were just kind of goofy, and they played up the whole boat thing, especially with the thing at the very end where they kind of form the front of a boat and all that kind of stuff. I thought it was the right amount of goofy. Matt is a very strong lead. One thing about Matt is which will come into play, especially for the next episode when we start talking about Voices of Lee. But one thing about Matt is I always believe him. I don't know what it is about. I don't know what it is specifically about him, but when he sings, I believe him. And that's not something, I don't think that's something that can be easily done, with singers. You know, sometimes you may have to sing a song that is not in, you know, is not something that you've experienced yourself. But with Matt, I always believe him, and I think he's a really good lead for them. My problem, not with the performance. My problem with this song is one of the first times I've heard this song, I've heard it sang by Cartman from South Park. And every time I hear this song, I think Cartman. So that kind of made this a little bit odd. It's kind of hard for me to fight through the Cartman in order to enjoy what the Bubs did with the song. I thought it was good, but it's really hard for me not to hear Cartman. Noteworthy, they did Hold On. Yeah. Remember everything I said about the breakdown of the previous song? This was pretty much one long breakdown of the song. It just didn't sound good at all. It really just didn't sound good. It sounded disjointed. The lead, I think her name was Kelsey, was not memorable at all. And I think letting her sing lead was a mistake. She just wasn't good enough for primetime. She just wasn't. And I think that, you know, with it being the college group, I guess it's hard. It may be hard for the college groups to try to single out someone, but you know, me knowing, well, I mean, it's hard for them to know this at the time, but me seeing all of the seasons, I know that you have to single out your soloists and you have to let them take you to the promised land pretty much. That's what the Bubs pretty much did with Matt. Matt sings lead when it's time to sing, you know, Matt is usually involved. You know, when it comes to the Dartmouth Airs, you know, Michael and Brendan, I think his name was Brendan. I don't think it was Brandon. I think it was Brendan. You know, they were pretty much singled out as, okay, these are our guys, you know, and we're going to make what we can for them. That, you know, when you have all of those people, you have to narrow this shit down. And it is very obvious who the lead of this group was supposed to be. And it was Amy, and they just decided to go away from Amy on both of these performances, including the end, which I just didn't understand. Like, why would you not let her do her thing? Because she's obviously the star of the group. She has the star power. She has the very blonde Faux hawk, but it, you know, it's very obvious to, well, it's obvious to me, but it may not have been obvious to them because I've also seen her excel with another group. Another problem with Noteworthy, and the same thing plagued Delilah, is their arrangements just weren't good enough. They just weren't good enough. They were good. They just weren't good enough for them to keep in, to keep going in this competition. And I think we'll get back into that when we start talking about Delilah in season three. It didn't sound good at all to me. Except for the beatbox, of course. You know, Courtney is really good at the beatbox. And I noticed, like, you know, you, before you start watching this show, you don't realize that, you know, some of the females are the best, some of the best beatboxers. You know, Courtney from this season and the second season, Kiana from season four with Vocal Rush. Some females are really, you know, can do the beatbox thing pretty well. But yeah, she was really good, and they singled her out again, because, you know, what she's able to do is just really good. Voices of Lee did Freedom. This song was just perfect for them. Just absolutely perfect for them. The brother who sang lead, I did not write his name down, but he nailed it. And, you know, he doesn't come off as a person that has star power. Like, he doesn't seem to have star power, but what he brings to the table is just, he sings well. And, you know, you can get behind someone who sings well, even if they're not a big star. So yeah, and the whole chorus thing of the song really works well for, you know, this choral group. And with them being faith-based and all of that kind of stuff, this is something that they could really gravitate to. And they did. A thing that I noticed is there was no vocal percussion at all. The judges mentioned that they put the bass, they pretty much highlighted the bass. And one thing that they did was they just said, you know, no one's going to beatbox during this whole time. We're going to take that and put that back into the sound. And they added some more bottom into the sound, and it really worked for them in this performance. I'll say it's one of my favorite performances from them. Very much so. Noda did Staying Alive, which was it was just nut squeezing goodness. Like, they all singing like the Bee Gees. Like, you pretty much have to stay in falsetto, with the exception of doing the breakdown. You know, David got to sing a little bit normal, during the breakdown. But, you know, it took some. This was an amazing nut squeezing song, and they brought it. You know, the guitar and the bass really sold this song for you. Luda in the back, you know, starting it off, and he really did a lot of the guitar sounds, and that was cool. And in this arrangement, it was really good. It's like this is. It was like a proof, like, this is how you make disco funky. Like, it was really funky. And that just worked for them. Like, they're so intelligent on how to just put these songs together, and it shows with their performances. And I really, really enjoyed this one. I'm not saying it's one of my favorite from them. But it was still good. They just know how to produce. They just know how to make good sounding music, and that just worked for them. The SoCals did Nothing's Gonna Stop Us. still, it's the exact same thing. Like, I don't have very many notes for the SoCals because it's just musical theater. Like, that's just what they do, and they do it well, even though I wasn't a huge fan of Nothing's Gonna Stop Us. I was not. You know, I really wasn't, but it worked for, you know, their whole performance. And like I said, you know, their performances are not just sonic, they're visual. Like, they nail the whole musical theater aspect. But the problem is, again, do I just want to hear this by itself? And my answer is no. Which I thought should have landed them on the chopping block, but it did not. The group that I did not think belonged on the chopping block for the second time is Max Factor. Max Factor did Rehab. And this is a this is one of the instances, like, in a previous talk about the sing off, and especially about season four, you know, the question came up from the AfterBuzz. The question came up is, like, the clapping and stomping and stuff like that cheating in an all vocal competition. Originally, when I had only really seen season four, I said that I believed that it was cheating. But, you know, I kind of softened a bit because I noticed there's a lot in the series. There's a lot of clapping. But, you know, unlike Vocal Rush in season four, the clapping doesn't dictate the song. In Rehab, one of the ladies is clapping while clapping, kind of keeping the beat, while the others are doing their thing singing. One thing, you know, the thing about it is, unlike Vocal Rush, when they did a whole, like, stomping and clapping, and, you know, in a couple of their performances, and even they had pyro, the clapping wasn't really noticeable. Like, she is not like this one chick was clapping very loud, you know, it didn't override the performance for me, that is. So I did not have a problem with it at all. The song, I think it worked. I think it worked for them. Like, you know, it's proof that they talk about this on other seasons, when they talk about the barbershop and the doo-wop and all of these old ways of singing and how they're just timeless, and you could just put it here and it still works. And that really works. It works very well for Rehab. The idea that you can put this song into a barbershop, let a barbershop quartet do this song, and it worked. And of course, I love their harmonies and their that freight train chord, that the train chord on the no no no. It just sounds so good to me. I don't know if it sounded that great to anybody else, but I love that chord. I know I'm also a marching band head, and I know a lot of trombone sections play the freight train chord as a call out. Or in North Carolina A&T's case, it is their signature, and when they play that, I just like the sound of it. I thought it worked very well, but for some reason, it put them in the bottom two with Noteworthy, which I didn't think that they deserved to be in the bottom. I thought it should have been the SoCals. The SoCals should have got the scare. In my opinion, the SoCals should have got the scare. It was obvious Noteworthy was going home. That was a foregone conclusion based off of both of their performances. Neither one of them were really that great. But I really thought the SoCals, because at the end of it, you know, like I said, at the end of it, you get a music contract and you got to put something down on wax. Do I want to hear this shit on wax? No, is the question. I really don't want to hear it on wax. I watch it all day long, but I don't want to hear it. I don't want to just hear this. So Noteworthy went home and they, what was the song that they sang, I can't remember the song. It just wasn't that memorable. You want to know why it wasn't that memorable? Because Amy didn't fucking sing again. You didn't really let her sing. You let Courtney close the show out again. You let Courtney do the song, and I'm sorry, Courtney isn't as good, but when it comes to singing lead, she isn't the star. Amy is the star. Let her do her thing, and you probably would still be here. Honestly, like, you probably would have lasted another show if you would have let Amy do her thing. Because, obviously, she's the star here, but, I mean, I only know that because I know that she showed up on another season, and she ended up on The X Factor by herself. Even though she didn't win either one of those, she still is the, you know, she was David Ruffin. Like, she's David Ruffin. And you let Paul sing, which Paul can sing, but you don't want Paul to sing every fucking song. Like, all right, Temptation references. All right, so with that said, Noteworthy went home, and yeah. Screw it. I'm done. Let me go to a break, play some more clips, and then let me close this show out.
Freedom! Freedom! Freedom!
I won't let you down. I will not give you up. Gotta have some faith in the sound. It's the one good thing. God, I won't let you down, so please don't give me up, cause I would really, really love to stick around. Listen, heaven knows I was just a young boy, didn't know what I wanted to be.
What you wanted to be?
Ooh, I was every little hungry schoolgirl's pride and joy, and I guess it was enough for me. Yeah,
I guess it was enough.
Come on here now, y'all. There's something deep inside of me.
Someone else I got to be.
Take back your picture in the rain.
Take back your singing in the rain.
Just hope you understand.
Sometimes the clothes do not make the man. All we have to do now is take these lies and make them true.
Don't tried to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no. Boom, 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 go, go, go. But I don't want to go, go, go.
All right, so I'm back, and I'm closing the show. This is episode 2, season 1 of The Sing-Off, and season 1 of You Better Sing, or You Better Sing It, whichever one that I decide. I think I'm going to keep it You Better Sing. It's probably better to keep it You Better Sing. Shouties. Yeah, you know what? Just shout out to everybody that's listening. You know, shout out to the main Meef J, because Meef J is pretty much the reason why I started doing shows about The Sing-Off. Like, he's, you know, the show that Rashani and I did was because he asked, had we done a show about The Sing-Off, but, you know, because we were talking about season 4. So, you know, and he said that he was picking this up, and he said now he's watching the show again also. So, you know what? Shout out to Meef J. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to everyone who's checking out The Sing-Off, whether or not you've seen it or heard about it before I started talking about it, or, you know, or you're just picking this up. I really enjoy the show. And it's just really cool to be able to talk about this shit. I really wish there was somebody else here, but, you know, I'll see if I can work on that for season 2. Season 1 is only 4 episodes, so you got 2 more of me and just me. But I'll work on season 2. You know, shout out to the friends. You know, my GGR folks, you know, Tyrone, Tamika over there at Enthused Life. I'm tripping right now because I'm looking at my screen and there's more than one thing going on right now. So shout out to Aaron and the fellas over at Game Enthused. You can check those out at their websites, you know, gameenthused.com. Is .com? I believe so. Okay, I'm tripping. I'm really tripping right now. Shout out to the you know, of course, the people that I always shout out. You know, Rod and Karen and the Black Guy Who Tips. My man Phenom and the crew over at Where's My 40 Acres. My kinfolk over at the 40 Cast and Open Forum Radio. Shout out to the I started listening to a new show. Yeah, I forgot. I started listening to a new show. I started listening to Three Black Geeks. It's one of those things to where I've been a part of this podcast group on Facebook for a while now, and I haven't really engaged very much with the podcast group at all. But I happened to see the Three Black Geeks, and they posted a video, and they did a panel at MacFest. So I decided to check out the show, and it's some real cool ass shit. Like, it's they do topical shows. Like, so the show will be about a movie or a series or something like that. You know, they're in the anime, but of course I'm not really in the anime. So, but I like that each show is topical, so I can skip the stuff that I don't really know about, or, you know. Or if it's something that I may be interested in, I can listen to the show and get a deeper appreciation for it. Because, you know, these fellas, they really have a really deep appreciation for the things that they talk about. And I thought one of the first shows that I listened to of theirs is they did a, I don't know, I guess you can call it a retrospective of the single player of the Modern Warfare series. And, I'm... just Call of Duty. So for the most part, I lean more to the Black Ops side of things when it comes to liking the single players. But it was really cool to that, you know, listening to them talk. It's like, wow, you got all of this out of Call of Duty. Just the fact that that was possible is dope in itself. So I really enjoy listening to them talk. I'm listening to a few of their other shows. The Commando show was fantastic. and you know other stuff. You know, they did Vampire in Brooklyn. You know, they did I'm skipping around, but it's a show that I'm really enjoying right now. All right, where else am I supposed to? Oh, yeah, of course, Rashani, you know, my homie, Rashani, Single Simulcast, Sin and Solace, 20 Minutes, the amount of talent just within Rashani himself is just, something to marvel at. That's my brother for life. Shout out to him and everything that he does over there. I'm trying to think, anybody else? I know I'm leaving somebody out. Beating the Block. Yeah. Beating the Block. Kevo and Montoya's birthday twin. Birthday twin finally got a PS4. That'll be some fun. I need to buy some games for mine. I need to buy 2K, because that seems to be like almost all of my friends that have a PS4. 2K seems to be the go-to game. So I guess I need to buy 2K. I think I'm gonna try Madden, because of course NCAA is going away. So I think I'm gonna try Madden on the PS4. I think that's it for me. Shout out to the lovely MPP who didn't want to do the show with me, and that's why I'm doing the show by myself. I think that's everybody. Thank you for listening and getting this far, because you know, without people to listen to this, there would be no reason for me to do it. Except for the fact that I really talk a lot when it comes to this microphone. So, thanks to my microphone. Shout out to this blue snowball microphone. It was recorded so much of me. I love it. I kiss it sometimes. It's kind of gross. So going out, is going to be noteworthy. And I looked up the song, and it's a song called Happy Ending by someone named Mika. I have no idea. I've never heard the song before in my life. But they sang it, and they didn't let Amy sing, so whatever, dude. This is your boy Scarfinger. I think I've talked a little bit too much. Even though this is a really short show, comparatively, I still feel like I'm talking way too much. So, with that said, thank you. This is season 1, episode 2 of The Sing-Off and of You Better Sing. And I'm out of here. Happy endings, bitches. Woo!
This is the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No love, no glory, no happy ending. This is the hardest story that I have ever told. No hope of love or glory, happy endings gone forevermore. And that's the way you left me. Love, you got me tears in my eyes. Love, love, love,
hey, hey, hey.
This is the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No hope, no love, no glory, no happy ending.